I want to read a passage out of 2 Timothy 3. It says, "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power." I read that this morning, and I think we read that, we kind of think, oh yeah, in the last times, there will come times of difficulty. This is what people will be like. And we look around and say, oh yeah, we must be in the last times because look out in the world how people are. Right? We tend to think that, tend to hear that. Yeah, we've got people that are self-centered, proud, greedy, arrogant, abusive, all these terrible things. And one word caught my attention as I read that this morning. In that laundry list of human depravity, I have this word, ungrateful. Ungrateful. I mean, we think, oh yeah, these are terrible people. These are abusers, brutal, unappeasable, slanderous, reckless, conceited, hedonistic. These are terrible people. And then we see ungrateful. It's like, well, is that really that bad? I mean, that seems mild in comparison to the rest of the list. See, the problem is we were created by a good God who loves us. We were created for a relationship with Him. He is the giver of all good things. And He invites us to have a relationship with Him. A huge part of that relationship is thanksgiving. Recognizing that anything good that I have is from God. Everything good that I have, it comes from the hand of a loving, kind, gracious Creator giving me what I don't deserve. It's interesting, this word ungrateful, it's the negative of thanksgiving. It's the negative prefix with the word thanksgiving. And that word is one of the words we use for communion. Communion goes by different names in different traditions. We call it communion. We call it the Lord's Supper. We call it Eucharist. Have you ever heard that word? That's a Greek word, actually. It means thanksgiving. Because when Jesus, at the Last Supper, it says He took bread after He had given thanks. He broke it, gave it to His disciples. After He had given thanks, Eucharist. So some traditions of the church have taken that Greek word and said, this is the Holy Eucharist. This is the Holy Thanksgiving. Because Jesus gave thanks. And brothers and sisters, do we have anything to be thankful for? I'm a sinner. The wages of sin is death. I deserve to be separated from a holy God forever because He has given me so much good and I have spat in His face in return. And yet, this gracious God who is abundant in forgiveness said, I am going to send my only Son, Jesus, to be crucified in your place. To take that ingratitude, to take that unthankfulness on Himself, to pay the price for your sin in full, and to give you another free gift, the gift of eternal life, the gift of a relationship with God. We have so much to be thankful for. As we look back, a communion is a memorial, it's a remembering. Jesus said, remember me. We remember Jesus, God eternal, become human to die on a cross for my sins, for your sins. What a treasure we have to be thankful for. Let us, as believers, give thanks. And just something that struck me as I looked at this morning, Jesus, when he had given thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples. What did Jesus, at that moment, looking forward to the cross, knowing that he was about to, in a few hours, be arrested, be beaten, be crucified for the sins of mankind, what did Jesus have to be thankful for? And yet he takes the bread that is symbolizing his body that's about to be broken, and he thanks his Father. He takes the juice that represents his blood shed to pay the price for sinners like me, sinners like you, and he gives thanks to his Father for that. What a treasure that Jesus, looking at those things from his perspective, seeing this is my body, this is my blood, it's about to be broken and poured out for you. And he says, thank you, Father, for the privilege of giving myself to purchase a people for my own possession, to pay the price and invite people into a relationship. Well, I try to put myself in his shoes, which is ridiculous, but I just don't know if thanksgiving would be the thing that comes out. And so often we have it so good. We are so blessed. We are so abundantly provided for in every way, primarily salvation, spiritual blessings. Every spiritual blessing is ours in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. We have forgiveness of sins. We have eternal life. And how often am I ungrateful? Just right in the middle of this laundry list of human filth and wickedness. I invite you today, as we celebrate communion, the Lord's Supper, Eucharist, the giving of thanks, look at the bread, look at the juice, and realize what you have, what I have to be thankful for. And allow that to just well up in thanksgiving, and allow that to characterize who you are. Would you say that you are characterized as a grateful person, as a person who is characterized by gratitude, by thanksgiving? I invite you to look to the cross, look to Jesus, and allow him to create a heart of gratitude in you. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to together give thanks. We'll serve you. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're welcome to remember with us. Take a piece of bread, a cup of juice, hold that in your hands, and just reflect and meditate on what Jesus did for you. Thank him for what he did for you. Enjoy him this morning. Father, thank you. Thank you for sending your only son, Jesus. Because you are abundant in mercy. You are slow to anger. You are abounding in forgiveness and kindness towards sinners. Thank you that you are gracious. Jesus, we can't fathom what it meant for you to leave your Father's side, to become a human, so that as a human you could bear the sins of mankind on the cross, mistreated by your own creation, crucified by the ones you created, by the ones you came to rescue. In your heart, Father, forgive them. A heart of gratitude, overflowing with thanksgiving, even in the worst of times. Jesus, may we reflect you when we face difficult times. May we look back always to the cross and give you thanks and praise and worship for what you did for the likes of us. Holy Spirit, thank you for opening our blind eyes to see a bloody, beaten, crucified Savior, as so beautiful. The one who came to rescue us and pay our price in full. Spirit, thank you for working in our hearts to open our hearts and our minds to the truth, to the beauty of the good news of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Father, Son, Spirit, thank you for rescuing us. May our hearts today and every day overflow with gratitude and thanksgiving to an abundantly gracious and giving God who gives us good gifts that we could not earn, that we will never pay back, that we could never deserve. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for loving the likes of us. Thank you for bread and juice that reminds us what a treasure we have in Jesus. Amen. Jesus, what can we say but thank you? We look at the cross. We look at you coming to take our place, to rescue us. You didn't have to. It was the only way we could be rescued, but you were under no obligation to us. And freely, you chose to come because you love us. Thank you. Thank you for your once for all sacrifice. We remember, we look to you, we look to the cross, we look at who you are and what you did. We just want to say thank you. We want to treasure together you, His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash away all our sins. Drink.